We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Peace. Vision, dreams of passion, and all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do.
This is the godfather of rap right here. You youngins may not have ever heard of the name Grandmaster Flash. This is him. Our artist of the day is 80s rap. When it all started, where it all
came ride,
from.
White line highway, tell all your friends they can go my way, pay your toll, sell your soul.
Back when you could put a rap out, then your mom and dad wouldn't go, dang, that's bad language.
My white lines go a long way, either up your nose.
It really sounds so 80s, it's fantastic.
Nothing to gain except killing your brain.
That is so bad.
Last man.
Did you guys hear about the tofurkey lawsuit?
This is in Missouri, is it
yes.
not?
Yes. Okay. So, vegetarian food maker Tofurkey is now suing to defend its right to describe its products as sausage and hot dogs, with meat terminology, essentially. There is a new law that goes into effect today that says only products are meat if they are harvested from livestock or poultry.
Okay. What are the first four letters of tofurkey?
T-O-F-U.
T-O-F-U.
Mm-hmm. Tofu.
Tofu.
Mm-hmm.
You can't figure that out on your own?
It's not real meat?
Yeah.
Well, I think the problem becomes when you go to the store and there are things with, quote, meat product in them, but it's not meat, but you might think it's meat, like because maybe there's a picture of it on the front and you think, well, that looks like meat, but it's not meat. I don't think there's anything wrong with clearing up the difference between what is low calorie, what is really low fat, what does that mean? What is low cholesterol? And yes, what is meat?
My favorite thing is fat free on like fruit snacks. No, really?
No. Real quick, not to get into this whole diet thing. I didn't want to talk about it, but I'm going to mention it. What was it called? There's a fork in it. I'll ask my mom. Forks over knives. There's a documentary called Forks Over Knives, okay? And my mother, like a month ago or 2 months ago, watches this. And they are meat and potatoes people. Scott, my dad is
salt of the earth. Yeah.
Parents were farmers. My mother has always had terrible joint problems, terrible inflammation, fibromyalgia, you name it. She walks with a cane, you know, really hard for her to get around. If the weather's wonky, it makes it worse. She's struggled for that for years, okay? So they watch this documentary, Forks Over Knives. I've never seen it. I still haven't seen it. And she calls me up like a month and a half ago, and she's like, you know, before we go to Hawaii, we watched this documentary, Forks Over Knives, and it kind of talks about the stuff that we should be eating based on maybe our blood type or our body type and the stuff we shouldn't be eating. And she said, I think based on what I've seen here, I'm going to stop eating meat. And I about wrecked my car. I go,
what is your dad going to say?
I mean, she's not just a steak person. She's like a chicken fried steak person. You know what I mean? So they discuss this and they're like, well, let's try it. What's the worst that could happen? We'll just try to cut down. We'll cut down on meat. Red meat, chicken, whatever. We'll kind of do fish or vegetables. We'll do a lot of that kind of stuff. Fine. And they're both great cooks. She stopped using a cane a month ago.
Really?
Wow.
Scott, I got home Saturday. She's walking down the stairs, walking into the kitchen. I looked at my dad and I go, what was that? What? He goes, oh, She stopped using a cane like a month ago. I go, you have got to be kidding me. Because of the meat? And he goes, I don't know. He said, I don't know. She's cut out sugar, dairy, and meat.
Really?
And I'm not saying that's what you should do. But I'm telling you, that woman did not use a cane all weekend. And I was with her all weekend. She used to, when she would get up, go, really struggle with pain. And she says her inflammation's better, her joint problems are better, all of this stuff is better.
So what is she eating?
A lot of fresh food. And okay. She says it's not about weight. She feels better. She's dropped about 25 pounds.
No kidding.
Like that. And my dad says, you know, he doesn't care. He's just like, whatever. Whatever we're eating, he's happy to do.
Right.
But like, she was using vegan butter when I was back home. I'm like, what have you done with my mother? I mean, it's interesting. I'm just saying it's interesting. And it's tied to some book called, it has something to do with your blood type and what you should eat and what you should not eat. And for her, corn is a toxin. For her, this is what she says, corn.
Well, I think that's a toxin for everybody. That's why it comes out in your poo.
Her body doesn't know what to do with it. It doesn't break down well. It makes her.
Well, corn doesn't break down well in anybody's body.
And she says, so the meat she feels like that she was eating was corn-fed cattle. She said she does notice a difference because we went to this fancy casino steakhouse the other night.
Yeah.
She says, I notice a difference if I order grass-fed. And she said grass-fed is more expensive, but it seems to work for her. And again, I'm not telling you what to do because I'm not doing it, but she swears by this.
Let's get the expert on the phone.
The film Forks Over Knives examines the profound claim that most, if not all, of the degenerative diseases that afflict us can be controlled by rejecting animal-based and processed foods.
This is fascinating.
It kind of is.
So she cut out dairy, meat, and what else? Sugar.
And like, processed crap. Like, you know, like...
chips.
All the stuff that tastes good.
All the stuff.
Right.
All the stuff on the inside of the grocery store aisle.
All like, the stuff you want to
like,
eat.
Scott, think like Hamburger Helper or, you know, stuff that comes in a box that is really bad for you because there's all kinds of stuff in it. You know, I don't know. See if she'll answer her cell phone. Okay. Because I'm curious about the blood type thing. This book says if you are this blood type, corn is the worst for you. Like your body honestly thinks it is a foreign object. In your body.
Well, that's why when you eat it, it puts itself back together in your stomach and then you poop it out whole.
How many times are you going to repeat this?
Have you ever wondered why that is? You chew it and then it comes out whole again.
Enough.
Just regenerates.
It puts itself back together.
Is that a cob?
It's like a super veggie.
Please answer the phone.
I'll email her and see if she'll call in later. Because I do think it's fascinating. Wait.
Big Juicy?
No.
Hang on, let's give her a chance. Give her a chance.
She'd be running to the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No cane needed.
I'm going to look up the blood type book because my friend Carrie also read it. And she's like, oh, here's what's funny. My mom goes, what's your blood type? Do you remember? I go, I don't know my blood type.
You don't know your blood type?
No. Do you, Kara?
Yeah.
How?
When I gave blood?
Yeah.
They thought?
Oh, positive.
Me too.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You're the universal donor, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Or are you the universal receiver?
Mm. I think I'm a... Well.
What is O positive? You are the most, common type. Negative is the universal donor. O negative. My friend carries O negative. And
we're receivers,
hates her.
Receivers, Kara.
Yes.
We're receivers. We take it in the... do you want me to ensure that you never eat a hot dog again?
No.
Here, just look at how a hot dog's made.
I don't. It's gross.
Look at that blob of just pure pink meat.
Gross.
All right. Then they throw in some ground mustard on it. Now, wait. Here we go. Then look.
The blood type diet book is called Eat Right for Your Type.
Look.
And it's old. It's like 1996.
You eat that.
Yeah, that's disgusting. I'm not a big hot dog eater. I'm just not. It's called Eat Right for Your Type.
Okay. Here, let me see. Oh, here we go. There's the hot dog. Wait, let me go back.
Gross!
Look, no, wait. Look at the sludge.
If you don't know your blood type, how do you find
look
out?
At that.
Do
look
I just call
that,
my doctor, Kara? Wouldn't they know?
I bet they would.
That's disgusting.
I know, but you're eating that. That's a hot dog.
Ugh.
What is really in a hot dog?
Everything.
It's meat.
Is it really lips and butt?
No, it's byproduct of, yeah.
Like everything that's left on the floor?
It's the thrown away stuff.
I'd rather eat tofurkey.
okay, wait. What are you guys again? Type O?
Yeah.
Positive.
O positive.
Type O blood, a high protein diet, heavy on lean meat, poultry, fish, and vegetables, and light on grains, beans, and dairy.
Which makes sense, because I really
don't
like
know
bread.
What my type is.
Well, just look up what type of blood do Indians have.
What type's your mom? Because there's a good chance you're the same type as your mom.
Yeah.
Oh, really? You passed that through your mom?
Well, if...
Oh, God.
Remember when you were pregnant and they took your blood?
Yes.
To find out what your kids were?
Yes.
If you are different than your mom has to take a pill.
Oh, that's right.
Or get an injection or something along those lines. Yeah.
Huh.
I'm looking up what's in a hot dog.
Would you focus...
Sorry.
Lean protein good, grains bad. That's O. The rest of y'all are on your own.
Okay. We need to get your mom on the phone.
Yeah. I'll email
her. I want to hear more about this. Rod Babcock, Kara Marks, and Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ. I think we found Big Juicy.
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it. Just eat it.
Hey, Big Juicy, are you there? Big Juicy?
Craig.
Oh, hi. Craig, hi. Where's Big Juicy?
I don't know. I figured it's not her drinking night. I figured you'd call her, but I don't know where she's at. Can't help you.
She's not answering. Maybe she's skipping out on you.
That could well be.
Okay.
Dad, you were doing this diet, and remind me, because I think I got some things wrong. How long have you done it?
Not quite 4 weeks, probably.
Okay. And you did it because you saw some documentary called Forks Over Knives, which is interesting to me, because you guys don't ever watch documentaries, ever.
Yeah, well, Mom found it, and then she set me down to watch it, and it kind of struck a nerve with her, because it kind of seemingly addressed all the issues that she was having with inflammation and, you know, the knee, the back, the all that. You're kind of aware of what's been going on with that. So, you know, I've told her forever, if you find a diet you think's going to help or will work, I'd go on it with you. But I wasn't ready for that vegan thing, but it's working, I think. I mean,
is it awful?
Kind of got blindsided. Well, I tell people jokingly, Hutch was in here earlier today, and I said, that first day, I said, the woman brought me a leaf of kale with two black beans wrapped in it and called it a taco. I was not thrilled. But.
Here, eat this. It's a taco. No, it's not. Yes, it is. No, it's not.
Have you lost weight, Craig?
I have lost about 4 pounds. And she has lost, of course, she had lost some prior to that because of her digestive issues, and I think she's lost about a total of 20 completely, but she had lost some of that prior to going on the diet. Good news is, though, her blood sugar levels are just off the charts low now. I mean, she was having to, you know, check every day and all that. My blood pressure is down to like 110 over 70.
That's great.
So all of the side effect stuff has really been encouraging at this point.
But it's meat and... No dairy? Is that? Did she also cut dairy?
Yeah, no. It's no meat. No meat, no chicken, no fish.
Ooh.
And, you know, that's kind of tough because I was a hardcore carnivore. But, she does eat a little bit of cheese. She does have, like yesterday, she had a couple of eggs, which was rare for her since she's been on this thing. But, I mean, everything just seems to be working better.
Huh.
But you can't have any meat?
No. We substitute protein. We have a lot of black beans. We have a lot of mushrooms. We have a lot of avocado. But she has, and I'm not kidding you, Scott, there are some amazing recipes. I've shared them with some of the people here at the office, and they're now cooking the recipes just because they taste good. But it's the stuff she's made. She's not made anything at all yet that I didn't like. I mean, it's good stuff.
But, and I've always said this, Dad, it's work, more work than most people are used to, because you do have to plan, you have to go to the store, you have to get the ingredients, you know, versus just going and grabbing a couple of chicken breasts and pounding them out and cooking them kind of thing.
Well, yeah, but it's, I mean, if you're going to have chicken breasts, you got to go to the store and buy the chicken breasts. So it's not a whole lot different from that aspect. It's just, you know, you're shopping in different aisles.
But when you pass a McDonald's, are you like an alcoholic to the liquor store?
No, I've never been a fast food guy. I will. I mean, I'm telling you though, I'd like to have a chunk of meat every once in a while, pork, chicken, fish, or something like that. And occasionally we throw a little bit of that back in. But it's kind of hard to argue with the results. So, being a results-oriented sort of guy, I can't find fault with it yet.
And she's walking without a cane. I've never known Big Juicy not to have a cane.
Yeah, no walker, no cane. Energy level is just off the charts, going up and downstairs probably 20, 30 times a day, cleaning out the upstairs rooms. I mean, I've never seen a house this clean. She just, you know, I just get out of the way and let her go.
All right, brother. Well, tell her we're proud of her and we love you guys and keep on keeping on, I guess.
Yeah, listen, if you're interested, the documentary on Netflix.
No, I'm not interested. That's good, Craig. Thanks. No, I'm kidding. I mean, go ahead. I'm kidding.
It's Fork Over Knives, and it's all about a 25-year study done by three different physicians.
Okay.
And there was over 200,000 people involved in the study. So, I mean, it's hard to argue with the outcomes that they document in this thing. So, anyway, whatever it's worth, working for her, so I'm going to stick with it.
All right, partner, you be good. We love you.
You too. Take care, guys.
All right, later, brother. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
A presidential warning for Google. More next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks, and you know at AT&T, more for your thing, that's our thing. Like finding the latest must-have tech to enjoy your entertainment anywhere, or a camera that lets you capture all your adventurous moments, you need to head to your local AT&T and check out the new LG V35 ThinQ phone and find out how you can get a smartphone for your favorite person on AT&T. On top of that, you can also get $400 in credits when you buy an LG V35 ThinQ and trade in your eligible smartphone. Visit your local AT&T store today and let the AT&T rep show you the nearly edge-to-edge screen that lets you enjoy an immersive viewing experience and all the other technology in the new LG V35 ThinQ smartphone. The ThinQ comes with an AI camera. Now, you're saying, what does that mean? It means it's a camera that is so smart, it knows exactly what you're shooting and automatically suggests the best filter and the best angle. Your life smarter. At AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited time LG offer. Must activate eligible service. Minimum $20 trading value required. Get instant credit or promo card. Activation fee and other charges and restrictions apply. See the store for details.
3:32 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. President Trump issued a warning to search giant Google and other tech companies today. The president tweeting this morning that he feels Google's search results are rigged against him, and he followed up on that statement in the Oval Office this afternoon, calling out some of the biggest names in Silicon Valley, saying they'd better be careful.
Google and Twitter and Facebook, they're really treading on very, very troubled territory, and they have to be careful. It's not fair to large portions of the population.
Google says they do not rank their search results based on political ideology. A fire at the Big O Tires on Main Street in Gardner this afternoon. Firefighters are on scene. No word, though, on any injuries. In Midtown, KCP&L crews are blaming a power outage on equipment failure. About 1,900 customers are offline right now. This is causing some slowdowns because traffic lights are out. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Dana right here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. What are you waiting for? If you want to have them create something for you, a diamond earring, necklace, bracelet, engagement ring. If you want an anniversary ring, maybe do something a little different with a ring that you've had for years in your family, call Scott and Steve. They are wholesalers. They will sit down with you, design something for you, and sell it directly to you. They're doing that with my mother's ring right now. I'm so excited. It's almost ready and I cannot wait. And I love it when you guys come up to me out at Live Remotes and say, look at my Kriegel Mesh Diamond. You will not believe what they can do for you. And in most cases, the price will be about half. If you have never shopped the wholesale market when it comes to fine jewelry, you will never go back. Give them a call for your private appointment, 913-660-9609, 913-660-9609, by private appointment only, or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com, KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
Shower and thunderstorm chances in place here in Kansas City for the rest of today and also for tonight. Monitoring chances for some severe weather here with also heavy rainfall expected. Today's high into the 90s, then we drop to about 65 tonight. Any thunderstorms will ease up early Wednesday morning, a little sunshine, cooler weather, upper 70s. Another chance for isolated showers or a thunderstorm late Wednesday night and into early Thursday, that high 85. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
Right now, 91 at KCI. It's 94 in Belton, 93 at your official weather station. KMBZ is now on radio.com. Download the app and take us everywhere you go. Kara Marks, our News 98.1 KMBZ.
On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s, I got to play this story for you real quick as soon as the ad ends. I saw this, and this one's from a week ago, so it can be updated, and I can update it. I can't find the one that aired this morning. Here is the story from a week ago that aired on Good Morning America, and I've got to find the story that aired this morning because I was almost in tears. It's about an 11-year-old girl who suffers from some sort of potentially fatal heart disease, and she's waiting for a new heart. Her wish is to meet her superstar music hero, Drake.
Okay.
This is the story from a week ago.
Maria Sanchez, an 11-year-old heart transplant patient of Lurie Children's Hospital in Chicago, performing the Kiki Do You Love Me challenge in the hopes of meeting Drake. Well, that dream came true.
Oh, my God!
You asked me to come, I'm here.
You see that the rapper, he surprised her for her birthday at the hospital where she had open heart surgery. The two just got to hang out. They snapped a few photos. Drake captioning this one, me and my love Sophia talking about Bieber and owls and basketball.
She was like a regular kid.
Yeah,
like
I love
in my
that.
Feelings. She's all in her feelings right now. So very much.
He wasn't at the VMAs, but he was at a really important place.
That was a big show.
Doing something really cool.
From that reaction, her heart seemed.
So anyway,
I'm a fan.
This morning, they updated it, and her mother is filming her, and she said, what was your dream? And she said, to meet Drake. And her mom says, what's your dream now? And she says, to get a new heart.
Uh-huh.
And her mother says, well, guess what, Sophia? And she goes, what? And her mom says, you're getting a new heart. And Sophia, it takes her a second. She goes, Mom, I'm getting a heart? I'm getting a heart? Now, in fairness, and they pointed this out on Good Morning America, for every happy moment, someone also has to have a sad moment. Of course, we know that. But, you know, through tragedy can come miracle. And anyway, I saw that this morning, and they showed the video of Drake coming into the hospital room. And he said, well, you wanted me to come. I'm here. And she's, of course, losing it. As everybody watching TV this morning was losing it. And then you find out she had the heart transplant yesterday, and she's doing very well so far.
I know someone, a couple of people who are connected to the type of make-a-wish dream type things.
Mm-hmm.
There are people in the world who have said no when they are asked to be the dream.
Really?
And I know this because a couple of weeks ago, a friend of our show had his wish come true, and that person said yes. And I mentioned to the mom or someone at the time, I said, well, yeah, I'm thrilled that he said yes. But of course, when a 10-year-old who is very sick says, my dream is to meet fill in the blank, sure. It's not like you're going to say no. And a couple of them looked at me and said, oh, you'd be surprised.
Really?
I go, you have got to be kidding me.
Well, don't say names.
I won't. But I will tell you, I do not know. I'm not a foodie. I don't follow the Food Network. I don't watch the chef stuff. Gordon Ramsay took a red eye from London to California to meet a Kansas City area child. It was his wish. Spent the day with him, got on a plane, and went back to London. And I don't know anything about Gordon Ramsay. I recognized his face when I saw the photo.
I know the name.
I am now the biggest fan and put Drake in that category too.
Here's the story that aired this morning. I just found it. Here's a story from Good Morning America this morning.
Girl who had two wishes. You see her right there. She wanted to meet Drake. She did that. Also wanted a new heart. And yesterday that happened as well. I want to bring in TJ Holmes for an update. All did go well, TJ?
It did, George. And I want everybody just to give me the next 90 seconds of your time. Your day is going to be brighter for hearing this story. Yes, a little girl with an often fatal heart condition. She gets the attention of one of the biggest stars in music. But even he can't give her what she so desperately needs, a new heart. This morning, she got it.
No one wants to spend their birthday in the hospital, but 11-year-old Sophia Sanchez made the most of it, making two birthday wishes. First, a visit from Drake, after she posted this video of herself doing what else? The Kiki Challenge.
You asked me to come, I'm here.
I didn't talk for a minute. I was like, is this real fake? He's like, it's me, Drake.
Then she wished for the thing that would save her life.
And my other wish is to get a heart.
Yeah?
But she's gonna happen soon.
Well, guess what? It happened today. You're getting a heart.
Congratulations.
I'm getting a heart,
yes.
Mom.
Yes.
This morning, both her birthday wishes have come true. The heart arrived at the Lurie Children's Hospital yesterday around noon. 6 hours later, the heart transplant was complete. Doctors say the next 24 to 48 hours are critical, but the surgery was successful. The heart seems happy it's in a new home.
So a great ending to this story. She does have a couple of months, as you were just saying, George, of recovery. Doctor's going to monitor her closely. But this is important to keep in mind out there, folks, because I've dealt with families who on the other side. When someone has their wish, their dream come true like this, another family had to go through heartache. Yeah. And this is why donors and the importance of donors like this was something to keep in mind. Another family had to go through heartache for her to have this happy ending.
Yeah, it's a blessing for her.
Yeah.
We're thinking of that family as well.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was the story this morning. And I was like, aah! Thank God Kelly was upstairs. And I'm downstairs in the living room. And I'm like, aah!
Please go to DonateLifeKansas.com. Fill out Donate Life Kansas. Takes like 2 seconds to fill it out. In Missouri, it's MissouriOrganDonor.com.
What kind of a person would not do the grant a wish kind of
thing? I joked with her. I go, I want a list. And she said, well, I don't know that they're going to give you that.
Did she give you anybody's name?
She did.
Give me, real quick, off air.
I didn't know who it was. You might.
I don't know who that is.
Well, it wasn't Paul McCartney. When they told me the name, I go, get over yourself. Not that it would be okay for Paul McCartney to say no, but, you know, and that's the one thing you've always said. You love Taylor Swift as a person. She does so much of that
music,
outreach
but I
work.
I love her as a human being because she does that kind of stuff for little kids, and she treats you not as a superstar,
absolutely.
But like, you know, I'm just one of you, and you're going through hard times. Why don't you come backstage, and we're going to hang out for a couple hours? I really, really like that about Taylor Swift. And I can't stand her music at all. I can't think of one song I like. What's that awful song she just put out?
Oh, you don't like Look What You Made Me Do. Look what you made me do. Look what you just made
it's
me do.
So bad.
Oh, I love that song. We actually played that this morning. I was dancing around. I'm telling you, she was playing outside. A girlfriend and I were listening to her. And I said, if you have never seen that girl live... I did not want to go to that concert, And then I got there and I'm like, damn, she puts on a show. And you love the confetti and the pageantry and the lights.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a show. And I will tell you, there is not a single studio touch up with that. She sang and it sounded just like her.
Me do.
Oh, yeah.
Look what you made me do. Look what you just made me do. Look what you just made me do. I don't like your kingdom keys. They once belonged to me. You asked me for a place.
How can you hate that song? Call my folks at Seal Once KC. As I told you earlier, it is time to start thinking about your deck, your driveway, your garage floor. Have Seal Once KC come out before winter gets here and permanently protect and beautify those areas. Their experienced team will come out, clean and seal any wood or concrete surface with that clear, penetrating permanent sealant. Seal Once KC eliminates some of the worries of replacing those big ticket items because they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration. Think about your cracked or stained garage or basement floors. Seal Once KC has you covered there with their permanent polymer decorative coating. Easy to clean, non-slip texture in a variety of cool colors will make that floor look amazing. 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call, receive a 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you can seal it and forget it. Go to sealoncekc.com, call 816-942-3927 today.
David Bowie. Let's dance on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. Story here from the Kansas City Star, but it's actually out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. And it reads, Bella Thurston's mom took to Facebook with her frustration after she says her 13-year-old daughter was refused a school photograph because she had her hat on. Mom wrote... In her Facebook message, she included the words F cancer. Bella, who goes to Hoover Middle School in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has a form of cancer known as ependymoma. And I'm probably pronouncing that poorly.
Yeah, I'm going to go with that's accurate.
Ependymoma. She was diagnosed with the brain and spinal cancer when she was 5 years old. Kara coined the hashtag Bella Brave and Strong in her Facebook post, an indication of how she feels about her daughter's response. She wanted to wear a hat. She does not have hair. So she wanted to wear a hat that read happy across it.
Look at the look on her face.
She doesn't look happy.
No, she does not.
No.
I mean, come on.
The photographer said it was against policy, and I was like, okay, but so I can't wear my hat, said Bella to KOAT-TV. And he was like, no, go fix your hair. Take your hat off or I won't take your picture.
Oh, hell no.
And I didn't let him take my picture because I didn't feel that I needed to take my hat off in order for him to take my school picture. Despite the circumstances, Bella doesn't frame the interaction with the school photographer in terms of being a victim. Much of Bella's hair has fallen out after a recent round of chemotherapy, but she doesn't want to be treated any differently than her classmates. Says mom, no kid fighting this kind of battle should ever have to apologize for themselves. Now, it is the photography company that is issuing the apology, quoting here from the photography company. We sincerely apologize for the misunderstanding that occurred with a student at Hoover Middle School.
No, back up. Why do people always say when they do something horrible that it was a misunderstanding? That's a crappy way to say we were horrible and we are sorry and this should not have happened. There's no misunderstanding.
We sincerely apologize for the misunderstanding that occurred with a student at Hoover Middle School and one of our photographers. We have been in touch with the school and have reached out to the family to offer their daughter a complimentary photography session in a place of their choosing. In light of this, we will be revisiting our training protocol with our professors.
Here's the other deal. When you see someone wearing a cap and they are going through chemotherapy, you know. You know. You can tell, Scott. This was not a misunderstanding. Maybe, I guess, if he thought she was just bald, you can tell.
You can tell that somebody's going through chemotherapy?
Why can't people just say, this was horrible and we are so sorry, and I don't know what he was thinking, but it will not happen again, and our sincerest apologies to that girl and her family. We would love to take her picture wearing her hat. She looks beautiful. That's how you write a statement. You don't have to pay me $250,000 to tell you that. Boom, done.
Story here from Fox News, so you know it's true. A woman's long-winded tirade blaming her friends and family for canceling her dream $60,000 wedding has gone
viral
on social media. The bizarre story has received a massive response after being shared on Facebook and Reddit by a woman who identifies herself as the bride's cousin. The Facebook post starts with, and I quote, "It comes with great sadness that I am announcing the cancellation of the blanking wedding. I apologize for canceling only 4 days beforehand." The bride, identified as Susan, then reveals that she and her fiancé had broken up, quote, "due to some recent and irreparable problems," before going on to blame her friends and her family for, quote, "ruining my marriage and my life." The bride went on to say during her foul-mouthed rant that all the couple needed for their grand $60,000 wedding was a little push. Quote, "our dream wedding amounts to $60,000, all included with flights to Aruba."
Oh, it's all included.
"All we asked for was a little help from our friends and family to make it happen." The 17-paragraph outburst said the pair's, quote, "specifically asked for cash gifts from the guests."
Wait, go back.
Let me read the next sentence.
No.
Quoting here, "how could we have our wedding that we dreamed of without proper funding? We have sacrificed so much and are only asking each guest for roughly $1,500.
Oh, my God. This has to be fake. Wait a minute. This has to be fake. Because here's my question. It's been a long time since I had the big wedding with the swans and the ice sculptures. But I do remember this. You don't ask for money. You accept your tea towel set with grace, and you say thank you, even though, God, you could use $50. I love that tea towel, and I will use it, and thank you for coming to celebrate our day.
The former bride-to-be went on to say on Facebook, and I quote, "desperately, we resent our invites and asked people to donate what they could. I mean, seriously, people, what is $1,000? What is $1,500? Clearly not a lot. We also set up a GoFundMe. That only got us $250.
I want my $250 back.
At this point, we are exhausted." He wanted those cheap, raggedy, filthy, whore-like Vegas weddings. Am I some hooch piece of blanking trash? A hooker?
Kara, because you were younger than both Scott and myself, is it a thing now to ask for cash for a wedding?
It's a thing to ask for, like, a honeymoon fund or a house fund.
Okay, so in lieu of gifts.
Yes.
Comma.
Yes.
In lieu of gifts.
Like $4 and a golf
tee. Then, okay, how do you word that? Because Miss Manners would say no. How do you word that? In lieu of gifts, the bride and groom
say if you'd like to make a donation to their honeymoon fund, they'd gratefully accept that. Something along those lines.
Would love a donation. I just can't think of a way to word it without sounding crappy.
Put a little slip of paper in there that just says, "get a job, tramps."
Well, you could add that if you wanted to.
And a golf tee and $4 in cash. Newsroom Caremark.
Treasure that golf tee. Happening now on KMBZ, who will pay for a border wall? Despite some trade talks, the U.S. and Mexico are not in agreement. That's next.
Hey, it's Scott Parks, and if you're unhappy with how your lawn looks, or maybe you don't have time to deal with your lawn, you should check out Lawn Love. Lawn Love will send pre-screened, and this is very important, bonded and insured yard pros to work their magic on your yard. Lawn Love technology generates a personalized quote for your yard in under 2 minutes. No need for an in-person estimate. And the best part, Lawn Love frees up time for you to do the things that you enjoy. I just had my yard mowed and weeded by Lawn Love. Did an incredible job. I'm going to definitely recommend their services to my family and my friends. Backed by a total satisfaction guarantee and amazing customer support. Go to lawnlove.com/parks to see the future of lawn service and receive $15 off. That's lawnlove.com/parks. And listeners to Dana and Parks, you get $15 off that first lawn service. Or call 816-281-3183. That's 816-281-3183 for a free quote. Lawn Love, lawn care made easy.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.